Time for another edition of The Greenhorn with Parker James, brought to you by the Cattlemen's Beef Board and the National Beef Checkoff.
Howdy, everyone. This is Parker James with The Greenhorn. I've got a very special guest on the line today. I've got Bryce Dibbern with the LMA. He's a regional executive officer. Bryce, how you doing today?
Hey, Parker. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
Of course. We cover a lot of territory. You hit a lot of events. Tell us a little bit about what you do, Bryce.
Yeah, so for those that don't know what LMA is, it stands for Livestock Marketing Association. And we're the organization that pretty much is the one-stop shop for livestock markets across the country. We work with over 80% of all viable regular selling markets. You know, in the day-to-day, we'll do anything from helping a market with the change of ownership process, getting them legal with Packers and Stockyards, the state, getting custodial accounts set up and legal. We can offer insurance products on everything they would need to insure. If they're not getting paid, they've got a buyer that defaults or doesn't pay, we'll go after the money for them. We'll get the funds. And if they need legal assistance, we've got attorneys on staff in our office that do nothing but work on legal things in regarding the Livestock Marketing Association. So it's a one-stop shop for everything a sale barn owner could need.
Tell me a bit about this Common Ground Coalition I've been hearing about. I saw a video of you talking about it the other day.
Yeah, Parker, the Common Ground Coalition, it was formed to unite the livestock industry where we can agree and make some positive policy changes in DC. We need to get some wins. Livestock industry has been really good about playing defense when we need to. It's time to start playing some offense and take some positive steps in the right direction. Common Ground Coalition, this is not another producer organization. This is a movement to show our congressional delegates in D.C. that grassroots American livestock producers care about the longevity of the livestock industry for the future generations to come. They're constantly seeing a shortage of producers and more dispersion sales, and we need to figure out how to stop that trend and to incentivize the next generation to not only want to come back to the livestock industry, but to be able to thrive.
Fighting for the younger generation. I love it. That's exactly what a greenhorn wants to hear. Speaking of greenhorns, if you could go back and give young Bryce any advice who are going into the business, what would it be?
You know, the advice I'd give myself back then would have been, make sure to shake as many hands as possible and ask about the older generations, their past, the experiences they've had, and ask them what they would have done different at a younger age. But just taking advantage of meeting more people and getting insight from those that have came before you.
All right, well, thank you so much for your time today, Bryce. Thank you for all that you do for all the different sale barn owners and producers. Hope to see you at a sale soon.
That sounds great. And one thing I'd like to add, there has never been a better way to make a positive impact on the livestock industry than right now by just signing on to the Common Ground Coalition. If you guys go to the commongroundcoalition.net, again, commongroundcoalition.net, it's simple. It takes 5 to 10 seconds. Put your name, email, phone number, and state. It is going to make a huge impact. It's proving that this livestock industry has been unified, and it's making a movement that's much more powerful than anybody can imagine.